This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Odd and even system in public transportation in Kathmandu Valley from today. Nepal Telecommunication Authority demands strict Cyber Security Act. Now, the news in detail. An odd and even system has been implemented in vehicular transportation in Kathmandu Valley since this morning to prevent the spread of COVID-19 infection. As per the decision of the joint meeting of the local administration of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur, the system has been implemented for both public and private vehicles inside the Kathmandu Valley. Likewise, public passengers vehicles is not allowed to carry passengers beyond their seating capacity, while all passengers must wear masks, and for the transport operators to provide the sanitizers to the used by passengers at the door and inside the vehicle. According to the police headquarters, security personnel has been deployed at various places since this morning to implement the order. However, Valley Administration have issued an order specifying the types of vehicles that will be exempt from the rule. Vehicles transporting goods for essential categories and a few others will not have to adhere to the rule. A meeting of the former standing committee members of the CPN Maoist Centre has decided to hand over the responsibility of mass mobilisation to the party chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda until the COVID-19 pandemic subsides. The decision was taken at the meeting of the former standing committee members held at the party's central office in Parish Dada, Koteshwar, Kathmandu today. According to Maoist Centre leader Krishna Bahadur Mahara, today's meeting he decided to entrust finalizing the remaining organizational work of the party to Chairman Prachanda. He further said that the party had formed a task force to resolve the issue related to Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC. According to Mahara, the meeting discussed various issues including how to hold the election at all the three levels at the lowest possible cost at the same time. The Nepal Telecommunication Authority, NTA, has demanded that the Cyber Security Act should be enacted and implemented effectively to curb the rising criminal activity. The NTA has demanded to bring the act as soon as possible, saying that the rapid development of information and communication technology, the risk in cyber security is increasing day by day, and illegal and criminal activities through the social media are increasing. The NTA chair, Purushottam Khanal, pointed out the need for the government to bring the Cyber Security Act in the process of building a digital economy by transforming the state into digital Nepal. The NTA has also pointed out the need to form an integrated regulatory body to make the regulation of the sector strong, empowered and self-reliant due to the multifaceted opportunities and challenges in the region due to the rapid development in information and communication technology. According to the Provincial Health Directorate, at least 268 health workers and doctors have been infected with COVID-19 in Gandaki province in 3 weeks. Coordinator of the Provincial Health Emergency Work Operations Center under the Directorate, Navaraj Sharma, said Pokhara, the provincial capital, has most of the infection cases, adding that the number of health workers on the front line against the infection contracting the virus has been increasing. Most of the infected are from Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences, Infectious and Communicable Disease Hospital and Beni Hospital. The directorate confirmed all the infected have been in home isolation and their health is normal. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast light rain in some parts of the country and snowfall in high hilly and mountainous areas for the next 24 hours with a change in the weather condition caused by the influence of westerly wind. A few places of Sudhir Pashim, Karnali and Lumbini provinces and one or two places of the Gandaki, Bagmati and Province 1 will receive light rain, Similarly, some high hilly and mountainous areas may witness snowfall. The sky of Kathmandu Valley has been a little cloudy and chill felt since this morning. There has been a general change in weather conditions in Sudarpashchim, Karnali and Gandaki provinces and a partial to the general change in the other provinces. Some areas of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces and some few areas of remaining provinces will likely receive light rain on Sunday as well. Some high hilly and mountainous areas in Karnali, Sudarpashchim, Gandaki, Bagmati and Province 1 may witness light snowfall. Today, Kathmandu recorded a minimum of 4 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 16 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. The United Nations has condemned an airstrike on a Yemen detention center that has killed more than 70 people. The facility in Sadaa, or stronghold of the rebel Houthi movement in the northwestern Yemen, was hit on Friday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement that the escalation needs to stop. In a statement on Saturday, the Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in the country denied it had carried out the airstrike. Saudi-led coalition forces have been fighting Houthi rebels since 2015. Tens of thousands of civilians, including more than 10,000 children, have been killed or wounded as a direct result of the fighting. Millions have been displaced and much of the population stands on the brink of famine. The remote island nation of Kiribati has gone into lockdown after passengers on the first international flight in the 10 months tested positive for COVID-19. Under the new measures, people have been told to stay at home and social gatherings are banned. Some 36 people on the flight from Fiji have tested positive. 4 people have caught the virus from community transmission. Until last week, Kiribati had recorded just 2 COVID cases. Kiribati is one of the most isolated islands in the world. It is some 5,000 kilometers from its nearest continent, North America. On Tuesday, the government confirmed that 36 of the 54 passengers had tested positive. The government said all the passengers on the flight are fully vaccinated. The lockdown came into force on Saturday, but it is not clear for how long it will last. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Odd, an even system in public transportation in Kathmandu Valley from today. Nepal Telecommunication Authority demands strict Cybersecurity Act, and United Nations condemns deadly airstrike in Yemen prison. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.